Lots of surprises when we're on the road. We just saw former state senator Ken Horn. You remember Ken Horn? He'd been on our show for years as state senator. Ken Horn was here, and his wife is Veronica, the CEO of the Saginaw Chamber of Commerce. I think we are all connected one way or another.
Six
degrees
of Kevin Bacon, but, you know, plug in anyone.
Can we leave Kevin out of this?
Sure. Six degrees of Paul W.
No, it's not that, but it's just the Kevin Bacon part makes it difficult because I don't know how you would connect Ken with Kevin.
Well, I was using as for instance. Most people are only 6 degrees of separation from each other. So.
Right. And we're going to be back up here for the Frankenmuth Auto Fest from Annie and Willie's porch, which is a legendary broadcast site for us. That'll be September 6th. I think the Auto Festival, Frankenmuth Auto Festival, is September 6th, 7th, and 8th. But we start at the 6th. And we used to have to, Kim and I used to have to leave right away to get to the airport for an international flight to Germany, Frankfurt, Germany, for the auto show. It was very, very bizarre.
Yeah.
We'd be up at Frankenmuth for the Auto Fest. And then we'd go to Germany to do our broadcast from the Frankenmuth Auto Show.
Two German auto shows, essentially.
Yeah, really, the real thing. And then we just saw Dr. Samuel Shaheen, president and chief executive officer of the family business, Shaheen Development, and his brother Peter was with him.
It's a who's who today.
And then we find out that today happens to be Sam Shaheen's birthday.
All right.
So if you see Sam Shaheen, or you know him, call him and wish him a happy birthday today. Dr. Samuel Shaheen, Shaheen Development, his brother Peter, they do all kinds of great things around this area. Speaking of doing great things around the area, I'm happy to say the one and only Bob Riney is on the line with us again. He is a regular for good reason because there's a lot of good things happening as he is president and CEO of Henry Ford Health. As we talked yesterday with Marie, the huge expansion is underway. The demolition began Monday of a former office building in Detroit's New Center area to make way for the planned $2.2 billion Henry Ford Hospital expansion. Bob, can you believe it? It's happening.
It is happening, and good to hear your voice on this incredible pure Michigan weather day. Oh, it's just beautiful out.
Isn't it?
And since you are in Saginaw, I just want to start by giving a shout-out to Beth Charlton, the CEO of Covenant Health System, and all the amazing clinical team at Covenant that we enjoy partnering with that serve that Saginaw community so well.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. And, you know, it's kind of like we're all in this together, and we do need to partner up with other people, especially in medicine, because we're all on the same page trying to do the same sorts of things. And we salute. I put a little thing on my Instagram. I don't know if you'd say page. My Instagram page, I'll say. Paul W. Smitsta. That's my Instagram, Paul W. Smitsta. To announce that it is indeed National Nurses Week. And I know you want to sing the praises of all the nurses that are a part of your team at Henry Ford Health.
You know, we were so fortunate this week to have Edsel and Cynthia Ford join us for our annual celebration of nurses. And we have a nursing excellence program that's named after Clara Ford, who started the Henry Ford Hospital School of Nursing.
Oh, boy.
And so we were able to celebrate nurses that are just going above and beyond to do extraordinary things to make a difference in patients' lives at their most vulnerable moment. And nurses are incredibly special. And as you know, I'm married to a nurse, so I better be saying that daily.
Absolutely right. Good for you. And so it's extra special, Bob Riney, not just as the president and CEO of Henry Ford Health, but as the spouse. And I'm going to say maybe, I don't know if it's more than anything, because you've been there at Henry Ford forever. But I think that this has helped you understand, and I don't mean it in a negative way, the plight, but this helps you understand more clearly by having Sandy, your wife, as a nurse, you understand the plight, I can't think of a better word, of nurses and what they go through and how hard they work. So that makes your National Nurses Week celebration the best ever.
I have always prided myself on staying very relatable no matter what role I'm in, because I think that's what people deserve and what people want. And when you surround yourself by people that relay to you those experiences that you don't get to see on the front lines through their lens, it really just helps you remember how fortunate we are to have people choose to go into one of the most rewarding but stressful professions that anyone could go into. So we are all grateful for our nurses. But to your question about everything that's going on, Paul W., you know, it's really interesting to look out my window and see the old Hap building on the corner of West Grand Boulevard and the Lodge Freeway being chewed away by the big machines that are knocking it down.
Oh, boy.
And it's bittersweet because I've had a lot of wonderful meetings in that building through the years. But what we are building in place of it is so exciting. And so this is the first of what you'll see is a lot of steps to get a shovel in the ground and get that new incredible hospital tower built. And so we're incredibly excited about what's happening and what's going on. In the meantime, we are going to do an actual groundbreaking for this brand new state-of-the-art research building that will be in partnership between Michigan State University, Henry Ford Health, and now the Nick Gilbert Neurofibromatosis Research Institute. And June 17th, just in a few short weeks away, we will be putting the shovel in the ground and starting the build of that facility. So I'm just thrilled to watch this happen.
It has to be, I mean, for a guy who's been there at Henry Ford from the beginning, it's where you started your career, and now to be the president and CEO. And the people you work with, like Dan and Jennifer Gilbert, for the Nick's special facility that will be there, with Edsel and Cynthia Ford, and it was Claire Ford who started the School of Nursing. And today, actually this day, designated as National Student Nurses Day to be celebrated annually during this National Nurse Week. It's all great. And the fact that you're underway with this new facility so that nobody has to leave Detroit anymore to be able to be in the best facility. You've had the best doctors, but now it's going to be physically the best facility in the country. And I couldn't be more excited for you and for Detroit, Bob.
And as I told a group I met with at the DAC last week, Detroit deserves this. And we all deserve this.
That's the truth. We deserve this. We're a city big enough to support something like this. And we don't have to be running out of town to get this kind of fabulous medical services. We appreciate you and all you're doing and your entire team, Bob.
Thank you, Paul W., and enjoy the Pure Michigan trip.
We're doing it. Best to Sandy as we continue. Bob Riney, President, CEO of Henry Ford Health on WJR.